Joshua chapter 7. The book of Joshua tells us about the Israelites' conquest of the Promised Land. That conquest began with the battle at Jericho. God caused the walls of Jericho to fall down flat, and you know that. And the Israelites went in and won the victory over that city and destroyed that city. The next city up was a little city called Ai. It was a small place, and because the Israelites were confident from their victory and because it was such a small city, they decided they were only going to send about 3,000 men to Ai, so they did. And in that battle, the Israelites were defeated, and they fled. 36 men in the Israelite army were killed. And so as a result of that, Joshua went to God in prayer and to find out what was going on. Why had they been victorious at Jericho in such a miraculous way and then been defeated by this little small town of Ai? We have God's response to Joshua in Joshua chapter 7, starting in verse 10. I'm going to read 10 through 15. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned. And they have also transgressed my covenant, of which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel." Before the battle at Jericho, God told the Israelites that the silver and the gold, the vessels of iron and the vessels of brass, were to be taken into the Lord's treasury, and everything else and everyone else was to be completely destroyed. That didn't happen. Achan sinned. Achan disobeyed God. And I want to look at that this morning and see a few things that happened. First of all, I think this is the most important thing. I looked back and I've preached from this passage before, and I don't think I've ever talked about this. Here's the first thing I want us to know. God knew. I want you to look at verse 11. You remember Joshua didn't know. And so he went to God, you know, what's happened, what's wrong? And the first three words out of God's mouth were this: Israel hath sinned. I'm sure during the battle at Jericho, there was lots of confusion. You know the story. They marched around the city one time for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, they marched around seven times, and they blew the trumpets, And the Bible says that the walls of Jericho fell flat, and I think that literally means they fell right flat into the ground. And then the people of Israel went inside the city. And so, you know, there were people running to flee. There were people running to chase those who were fleeing. The city was burned and completely destroyed, so there were fires burning. There was all kinds of confusion, as you can imagine, during the battle. Not much organization once the walls fell. It was confusion. In that confusion, Achan saw a Babylonian garment. The Bible describes it as a goodly Babylonish garment. It was a robe. Possibly it was the robe of a king, so it was beautiful and expensive. He found 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels. And he saw them and he wanted them. So he took them. And in the confusion of the battle, somehow he was able to get those three things. The gold and the silver wouldn't have been easy to carry. It would have been had some weight to it. But somehow, in all the confusion, he was able to get those things back to his tent. And we find out later that he buried them in the middle of his tent. So his family knew what he had done, but nobody else knew. Some of the guys may have seen him carrying some of that stuff, but they assumed he was taking the garment to be destroyed by fire, because that's what they were supposed to do. They might have assumed, oh, he's taking that gold or that silver to the treasury, because that's what we're supposed to do. Nobody thought a thing in the world about it, and he was able to sneak him home back to his tent and bury him. Achan thought he had gotten away with it. Nobody knew. His family knew, but they were keeping quiet. Mum was the word. But God knew. I read that this week, and I thought, you know, why is it that we try to hide our sin? Maybe especially Christians, we try to hide our sin, don't we? I got to take this thing out of my pocket. Here we go. It's bugging me. Instead of confessing and repenting, David, you remember the story of David. He committed adultery with Bathsheba, and she got pregnant. And so he could have confessed and repented of his sin right then. But instead, he sent a message to Joab, who was the captain of the army. Uriah was Bathsheba's husband. He said, listen, I want you to put Uriah at the very forefront of the battle, in the very hottest spot of the battle, and then I want you to withdraw from him. The implication is, I want Uriah to die. So David committed adultery, and he committed murder, conspiracy at least, to commit murder. And he tried, and he did that. He committed the murder to cover up the adultery. Because after Uriah was dead and the time of mourning was over, he married Bathsheba. So everybody think, oh, well, you know, David married Bathsheba and now she's going to have a baby. Tried to hide his sin, but God knew. And the Bible says that God sent Nathan to David. And I always think when I read this passage, I always think Nathan pointed his finger and he said, thou art the man. You did it. Why is it that we always try to hide our sin? We do that. We think we're going to get away with it. Numbers 32 verse 23 says, and be sure your sin will find you out. When God told King Saul to completely destroy the Amalekites, you know this story too, Saul didn't quite do it. He spared the king and he spared the best of the livestock, the sheep. And God knew it. So he sent Samuel. God sent Samuel to confront King Saul about his sin. And Saul tried to deny it. I mean, the evidence was all around him. All the animals were there. The king was standing right there. Oh, Saul said, oh, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Why do we do that? Before Judas betrayed Jesus, Jesus knew it. Before Peter denied Jesus, Jesus knew it. Why do Christians especially, why do we try to hide or cover our sin? Because God already knows. And you know what? The truth is, sooner or later, somebody else is going to find out too. Psalm 139, the first four verses say, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God knows everything there is to know about you. The Bible says he even knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows where we are. He knows where we're going. He knows what we're thinking before we even think it. He knows what we say. He knows every word that we speak. And God always knows when we sin. Achan thought he got away with it, covered it up, literally covered it up, thought he got away with it. David committed murder, thought he got away with it, but they didn't, and neither will you. We will not be the exceptions to the rule. God always knows when we commit sin. So we'd be best to confess it and repent of it and not do it again. The next thing I want us to notice is that God warned Achan. I don't think I'll take the time to read those verses I was going to, but verses 13 through 15 are really, they're God's warning to Achan. He told Moses, he said, I want you to call all the children of Israel together, all of them, all together. I'm going to tell you something. When you let God deal with your sin, it's going to be humiliating. A little bit embarrassing. The whole nation's going to see. If Achan had just confessed and repented, it could have been much more quieter. But God said, I want you to gather the whole nation of Israel, Moses, in the morning. This is what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them tonight, in the morning, we're going to gather up. Somebody's committed sin. I know it. Somebody's committed sin. And I'm going to call each tribe, and then I'm going to call each family group in that tribe, and then I'm going to call each individual out of that family group until I identify the one who's did it, because I know. And the one who did it will be burned with fire and everything that he has, including his family, because they were co-conspirators, because they kept it quiet. Now, that was a warning to Achan. And by the way, that was God's mercy to Achan. He could have repented right then and right there. When Moses called the assembly together and said, in the morning, Achan could have held his hand up and said, wait a minute, brother, it was me. I confess. I repent. I'm sorry I did it. I think God's merciful. Don't you know? The Bible is full of the proof of God's mercy. And I think God would have forgiven his sin for sure. I know that. And I think God would have had mercy. There might have been consequences for his sin, but certainly not what happened. All night long, I don't think Achan slept that night because he had a guilty conscience. You know why he had a guilty conscience? Because he knew he'd committed sin. He buried it. If he hadn't known it was wrong, he wouldn't have buried it. He wouldn't have hidden it. He would have shown everyone, man, I got this beautiful new robe. But he knew it was sin, so he hid it. So all night long, he had a guilty conscience. I don't think he slept all night long. He could have repented of his sin, but he didn't do it. In the morning, the nation of Israel assembled just like God said would happen. And one tribe was called just like God said it would happen. And Achan could have repented, but he didn't do it. When his tribe was called just like God said it would happen, Achan could have repented, but he didn't do it. When his family was called, he could have repented, but he didn't. When they started naming the individual men in his family and they had to all come up one at a time, he wasn't the first probably. He could have repented, but he didn't do it. When they called Achan, caught red-handed, he didn't repent. He confessed. Yep, I did it. But he didn't repent. Didn't say, I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't. I've sinned. David said when he was confronted, I have sinned against God and God only. Achan said, yeah, I did it. God is still merciful. He is still merciful, and he still warns us about the consequences of sin. Luke 13:3, the Bible says that Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repent or perish. It's kind of an old-fashioned thing. We kind of laugh sometimes when we hear it, but it's the truth. And it's the mercy of God. Listen, repent of your sin or perish. In Romans chapter 20, verse 15, the Bible says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is hell. Those written in the book of life are those who have confessed their sins, repented of their sins, accept the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and Him as their Savior, and so their name is written in the book of life. Those who haven't done that are not in the book of life, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. That's God's warning of future judgment. That's God's mercy saying, listen, repent now. Get your name written now so you can escape the judgment of God. Now, I want you to know something. There are consequences to sin always. David was a man of God. You know, we read about that incident in his life and his adultery and his murder and it's the terrible sins. All sin is terrible. But David was a man of God when he did that. But he tried to hide his sin instead of repenting of his sin. And as a result, he paid a price. There were consequences for his sin. One of his sons raped his own sister because he knew David had taken another man's wife. Another one of his sons killed his brother who had raped the sister because David killed Uriah to hide his sin. Absalom, the son who had killed the brother, he tried to overthrow David's kingdom, ran him out of town, tried to overthrow his kingdom. There were terrible consequences for David's sin because he didn't immediately confess and repent. I believe with all my heart. I believe that as soon as Bathsheba left the bed, if he would have said, God, I have sinned. I'm sorry. I repent. I think there would have been consequences, but not nearly as severe as what David suffered. But he tried to hide it. And God knew it. And I want you to know something. Christian, if you're here this morning, bless your heart, and there's sin in your life, you are already suffering the consequences for it. Your relationship with God is messed up already. Please, repent now. Confess now. Because if you wait, God already knows. And if you wait, the consequences will be so much worse than if you would just quickly, even right at this moment, say, I confess, God, I did it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. God's given us the warning. Repent or perish. God's given us the warning of an interrupted relationship when we commit our sin. That's His mercy saying, listen, we need to clean this up and we need to do it right now. That brings us to the last thing, and that is God's judgment. Achan refused to repent. I've already told you that. They caught him. He told them what he did. Yeah, I took the garment, I took the silver, I took the gold and went and hid it. It's in my tent. But he didn't. If you read the story, he said, yes, I did it. But he never said, I'm sorry I did it. I wish I hadn't have done it. I hope God will forgive me. He didn't even apologize to the Israelites or the families of those 36 men who got killed. He just said, I did it. And the result of that was the judgment of God. Verse 25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. I got to tell you what, there are some verses in the Bible that are fear-inspiring, and that's one of them. The Lord will trouble you this day. I don't want God to trouble me. I don't want to be against God Almighty. I want to be with Him. I want to be for Him. Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Achan thought, I'll get away with it. Right up to the moment that he was identified, he had to have thought he was going to get away with it, else he would have repented. I'll get away with it. But he didn't. And he paid the price. Hebrews 9:27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. And speaking of Jesus, in Acts 10, verse 42, the Bible says, and He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He, Jesus, which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Quick is the living, of the living and the dead. Revelation 20, 11 and 12. And I saw a great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. God will judge all people, and there is no escape. The Bible says, He that sat upon the throne and all of heaven and all of earth looked for a place to hide. Because we're always trying to hide our sin. And it says there was no place found. The living and even the dead stand before God in judgment. Don't try to hide your sin. I beg you, if you'll let me use that word, please don't try to hide your sin. God knows. It only makes it worse. Now is the moment to confess. And now is the moment to repent. Now is the moment to call upon the mercy of merciful God, because judgment is coming. Would you stand with me this morning? I'll ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Sheriff, if you would just play this morning. Be as quiet as you can for just a moment. I want you to know some messages I really look forward to preaching. This was not one of them. But God in His mercy has warned us, repent or perish. If there's sin in your life, if you're not a Christian, maybe you're not a Christian, you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, listen, now's the time to do it. Christian, if you're here and there's something in your life, you don't have to confess it to me. You don't have to tell anybody what it was, but confess to God, please. Judgment is coming. You come while Sheriff plays.